This is the Parent Portal Show.
You've seen prices rise from the dinner table to the pump, but Allstate agents are seeing ways to save you money on insurance. From starting a new policy to bundling coverage or even driving safely, Allstate agents know how to maximize your savings. They'll share their knowledge as they help you personalize your coverage. Because when it comes to seeing all the ways to save, Allstate agents do it best.
Mike Hammer has over 35 years as an Austin area Allstate agent. Call 512-343-6994. Or visit MikeHammer at Allstate.com.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome to the Parent Portal Show. Coach, how are you doing this morning? It's a beautiful day in Austin, Texas.
It really is. And Stephen, I'm excited about all the things that are happening in the world of sport. And there's just so many things that, as we've said in the past, change on a day-to-day basis that it's fun to get into.
It is. Coach, I got out on one of our back trails last night and did rode back in the suburban ride and only dumped my bike four times and put a good, nice bruise on me. But you know what? I'm healthy and happy this morning. I'm ready to get into it.
Well, consistency is the key to success.
Well, let's start talking about the Olympics. I know this is a topic that's near and dear to your heart. And boy, it is exciting to see that the Olympic Committee has decided to start adding a few sports that I think are really going to be a success and something that I think that certainly the U.S., the American audiences are going to enjoy and you know, it's that time of year to even think about this, but we're talking 2028 for the LA Olympics, and there have been five new sports that's been added.
Yeah, the IOC has come out with what they're going to allow in their programs, if you will, is how they frame it. And it looks like flag football is making its first appearance.
Yep.
Women's softball and men's baseball return. Another one that you hadn't heard very much of, lacrosse is being included. Squash and cricket makes an appearance after 100 years.
Yeah, that's so awesome. So awesome. Well, to me, I mean, the fact that flag football is coming in is huge, interesting, right? So here we are with the challenge of football in the U.S. and the concussions and all the concerns about health and the pivot to go back into the Olympics with flag football is just exciting. I think that's going to do so much for the game. It may, you know, take away a little bit from the collegiate program. I can't imagine that, but it's going to be interesting to see how that grows in the next, in the coming years.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, all of these sports, with the exception of probably baseball and softball, have those nuance type emerging kind of feeling about them. I mean, cricket, lacrosse, squash, all are like, you know, big sports worldwide, maybe not as big a following in the States, but this is the Olympics, which is the global sport. And that's exciting. And you know, what's interesting, you know, we talk about NIL monies and how would this relate? I guarantee you that NIL monies are going to find their ways into, you know, these young, and that's one of the parts that people forget about the Olympic movements are most of those athletes are young athletes.
Yeah.
And you start thinking about young women softball players, young men baseball players, there's going to be opportunity for these brands to jump in and want to be included in this storyline somewhere.
Yeah, no, that's exciting. And think of all the young NFL and MLB players who have the chance to kind of get tested at the Olympics before they even get really seriously into their careers. And that's, to me, that's exciting. You know, that's where it gets the chance for the Olympics to really kind of have an impact on NIL and athletics. You know, the high school athletes trying to figure out where they're going. It just gives it a wider area to compete.
Yeah, I agree. Everybody wants to be associated with winners, and you know, being on the podium is the ultimate goal for anybody that represents their country. And it's going to be exciting time to see the buildup alongside all this NIL craziness for the next 4 years.
Right. Well, lacrosse is kind of an interesting choice, and I had never realized this, I guess, but you know, that supposedly is the first game played on the American continent. And I had no clue that that was a native sport, but evidently that's the case. But I also didn't realize that it has been played before at the Olympics. So it was kind of a learning. Go ahead.
Yeah, with those sports, it's interesting how they, you know, build their platforms or their programs, if you will, and they try to do it where a sport isn't just a one and done kind of thing. And, you know, like take, for example, in Paris, breakdancing is going to be a sport that they're awarding a medal for. However, it's not going to be on the LA 28 program. Mm-hmm. And so you get those sports that, and the IOC does a pretty good job of, you know, keeping its eye on what's popular or what's established and trying to give those sports that opportunity, because I mean, you can only do so much as a host to be able to, you know, include all these sports. I mean, golf was included after so many years of being excluded. Mm. And now it's, you know, it's in the program. And, here's the thing, when you add something most likely gets taken out, and it's up to the host and the IOC to be able to determine that.
Yeah. There's certainly been some changes, boxing, weightlifting, some of these other competitions that have faced a lot of scrutiny, as you might guess. Certainly over time, those have to stand the test of, is this a good sport? Is it a fair sport? And is it something that the public wants to see?
Yeah, it really is. And I mean, at the end of the day, dollars drive the Olympics. Trust me. It's, you know, if they don't have people turning on the TV sets or, you know, watching on the screens, that sport doesn't make it. It's, you know, it just comes down to the dollar.
It's always about the dollar, Coach.
You've seen prices rise from the dinner table to the pump, but Allstate agents are seeing ways to save you money on insurance. From starting a new policy to bundling coverage or even driving safely, Allstate agents know how to maximize your savings. They'll share their knowledge as they help you personalize your coverage. Because when it comes to seeing all the ways to save, Allstate agents do it best.
Mike Hammer has over 35 years as an Austin area Allstate agent. Call 512-343-6994. Or visit MikeHammer@Allstate.com.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is the Parent Portal Show.